everybody. I'm Bailey, and this is Bailey's TV Rants. Today, we will talk about the season finale of Shooter, episode 313, titled Red Light. So, before we get into this episode, this is a spoiler alert. I will be talking a lot about the episode. This is the case with many of my podcast episodes. So, just giving you a heads up, go watch it if you haven't, so nothing will get spoiled, you know, like some rotten milk or whatever. So, let's get into a recap of last week's episode. Julie and Bob, we are in a bit of a fight. Julie is done with his bullshit. And, she just doesn't want to do it with him anymore. She doesn't want to do this whole, you know, he's leaving, her and Mary are on their own, and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that happened. Bob Lee and Isaac went after Eli. They failed going after Eli. And once they returned to Nadine and Harris, the gang tried to figure out what Atlas was actually planning. And they did. Atlas is gonna kill the Supreme Court justices or one of them. You know, we don't know yet, so. Yeah, we don't know yet. So, with that said, let's get into the episode. So, we start off with Nadine getting into an ambulance with Isaac because Nadine is in fact injured. There is a piece of bus shrapnel from the bus that Eli blew up. It is in her neck, very dangerous, in a bad spot because that is a bad place for it to be. So, after that, we get to Harris and Bob Lee. They go into the justice's offices and find Justice Gibson's real driver. Now, who is Justice Gibson, you may be asking? Well, Justice Gibson is the justice that Eli took off with the other Secret Service agents, but he's obviously dressing up as one. Yeah, so Eli now has Justice Gibson, or is with Justice Gibson, and her real driver is sitting on the floor in the bathroom. Yeah, just the norm. So Eli is driving Justice Gibson to the evac site, and Bob Lee is going after him. Bob Lee steals a cop car and goes to the evac site and is gonna take down Eli. So now we cut to Isaac. He's in the waiting room of the hospital and has gotten the message that Nadine is stable. Yay, Nadine isn't dead. We don't want Nadine to die. She's good. I like her. So next we go back to Eli. Eli brings in a bomb to the evac site. Yeah, he's gonna blow the place up. He wants to kill, you know, the Supreme Court, so no biggie. Go back to Bob Lee. Bob Lee has arrived at the evac site, and he blows up the cop car that he stole with the flare, and he does this to buy time to find Eli without the Secret Service getting in his way. Going back to Nadine, she is waking up, and Isaac tells her he wants to take over Atlas. She's like, why would you want to do that? They're bad. And he's like, I can make it good, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, Isaac's gonna do that now. Going back to Eli, we're going very back and forth with this episode. Eli is wearing a suicide vest. Not only is he wearing one, but he puts some stuff on another security dude and blows up that security dude. So now, it's dead. So many things have gotten blown up in the past two episodes. It's ridiculous. So Eli gets to the safe room where the justices are being held. Bob Lee finds him. He holds Eli back from attacking any of the justices and lets the justices get to safety. So as him and Eli are battling it out, Bob Lee locks Eli in the safe room, and Eli blows up in all his glory that he doesn't have. Yeah, so Eli's dead, but now that Eli's dead, what else is gonna happen? That is the question. Let's see. So, after this, Bob Lee visits Nadine, catches her up real quick, makes sure everything's okay, then he leaves to go see Julie, because him and Julie are not in a good place right now. Then we cut to Harris. Harris has gotten his White House job that the president promised him, but who comes in? It's Red Pima. And while this is, while they're having their conversation, Harris gives Red Bama his resignation, and Bama isn't too happy about this. He has a little fit, throws it on the ground, and stomps out of the room. So then we go back to Bob Lee. He's now home with Julie. He is happy because everything is done, but Julie is not. She is packing up to leave Bob Lee, and Bob Lee's like, what's going on? Julie tells him that she can no longer trust him because he keeps going back to the danger, and him doing that makes Julie and Mary in danger, and she just can't do it anymore. Big, dramatic, but it was a good scene. But really quickly, they have to make up because they are now at Sam Bobley's father's funeral. This is a beautiful moment. But as they are leaving, Red Bama shows up. This dude is everywhere. No joke. He shows up so many times in this episode at, like, the wrong times. So Julie's like, you don't need to talk to him. Just let him be. But Bob Lee's like, no, just give me a sec. So Bob Lee and the sheriff walk over to Red. And Red admits defeat. He is like, you beat me. Atlas is no longer. I'm selling my cattle company, and Bob Lee tells him to leave Texas, so that's what he's doing. So as Bob Lee and the sheriff are walking back to the car to leave, the car has taken off. Julie has left Bob Lee again. Like, Jesus is done. Like, he says he's gonna change, but he doesn't, and she just doesn't want it. Now we go back to Isaac and Nadine. Nadine is out of the hospital, and they are in a building that Isaac says he is leasing for the new headquarters of Atlas, which he is calling Prometheus. He thought that name was fitting, and as they're continuing their conversation, Nadine agrees to be partners with Isaac in this project. Nadine will be taking the political side of it, and Isaac will be taking the mission side of it. As they're walking around, they come up on a little present. It's literally a box with a bow on it. Like, it's an actual present. It's sitting there on the counter, and they're like, what is this? How did this get in here? The doors are locked. There is no key. It's just, you know, digital code. But what is in it? It's a hard drive of all of Atlas's doings and what they've been planning and, like, everything over the years. It's a little present for them, and they're like, okay. So next we go back to Bob Lee once again. He's back with Julie, and they have their little conversation, and Julie's like, I can't do this anymore, but I don't want a divorce, but I need something, which I totally get because they love each other, but they need a break to figure things out. So Bob Lee decides it's best if he leaves and Julie and Mary stay at the ranch because Mary shouldn't have to leave home. She has been traveling all over the place, and he's like, it's no good for her. So he's being the man, he's taking responsibility, and now they are on a break. So now we cut to Red Bama. He is signing off the papers to sell his company, and this dude walks in. Bama gives this guy some money and tells him, you'll get the money after the deed is done. And what is that deed exactly? So this dude is gonna, shoot up the Swagger Ranch and try and kill Bob Lee. Just shoot it up. You know, because that's what everybody does when they're angry at someone. So, Bob Lee finds out about this from the sheriff, but Bob Lee isn't exactly on time to everything. So, as the ranch is being attacked, Julie is still in there. Yeah, she's a little scared by this, and she's trying to fight back. She gets a gun from the safe, blindly shoots at the dudes out there as they're closing in. Bob Lee finally arrives, and he's sitting up on the hill. He's hitting all the dudes trying to, you know, kill his house. And he's smacking them out, and then he finally goes in, but he's not exactly the quickest. As one of the attackers gets into the house, Julie shoots him. He shoots Julie in the shoulder, so she's obviously fallen over. The guy, you know, is walking up to her, gun pointed at her face, and Julie pulls out her own gun from in her belt and shoots the guy in the dick. Like, power move. Yes, Julie, the line she said with that was so funny. I don't remember the line, but it was hilarious. It was so good. So now the ranch is just actually getting blown up. Like I said, a lot of things have gotten blown up lately, but Julie is good. Bob Lee finds Julie. They like half bandage her up with some towel or whatever, but good thing the bullet went all the way through Julie's shoulder, so the bullet isn't stuck in there, so that's good. So as Bob Lee and Julie are like, "I'm sorry, I love you," you know, sappy goodness of relationships. We get to Bama. He is also at the ranch. I told you he was everywhere and at the worst times. And he has his rifle aimed in the house. So who does he shoot? Well, it's not Bob Lee. So it gets sad. He shoots Julie straight in the neck. Julie is dead. Watching this scene, just gonna side note here, I cried. Julie is my favorite character, and I'll explain more about that later. But she's dead, and it really got to me. So she's in Bob Lee's arm, and Bob Lee is crying for help and also just flat out crying. You know, he's sad they were just making up and she's gone. So yeah, then we cut to 3 months later. Time travel, bitches. We cut to Nadine and Isaac. They're running Prometheus, doing their shiz, and Harris walks in to Nadine's office and slides her a top secret case from the president about some German dude who's like obviously off his rocker, like off the rocker and totally crazy and wants to do some shit. And Nadine's like, "Why doesn't the German government do it?" And then Harris is like, "Really?" And she's like, "Because then they would find out we were spying on them, and then that just create a whole nother problem. So now it's our duty to kill this German dude who's bad." So yeah, but Nadine doesn't tell Isaac, which can cause some future problems. But after that goes down, we cut to Red Bama. Yay! Our favorite guy. Red Bama's doing his own thing now. He is out in the wilderness, he's in the snow, he's doing some hunting, goes back to his cabin, cooking up some meat. And while this is happening, the phone rings. The weird thing is you can tell that he hasn't gotten a phone call in a while, because one, he has no friends, and two, by the way, he was acting. Now, the phone is actually in a drawer, so you can tell he doesn't use it that often. And who is calling? Bob Lee. Yeah. So what Bob Lee says is, "I told you, if you ever hurt my family, I'm gonna hunt you down." And that's exactly what he did. So, let me describe the scene. So, as Bama is on the phone, they cut to Bob Lee in the snow on a hill, camouflaged in all white, obviously. It's aimed right at Bama's head, through a window, and bam. Bama is dead. Bob Lee has shot him. He's gotten revenge for his father and Julie. And the day isn't necessarily saved, but, you know, it's a good day for Bob Lee. But, you know, the rest of his life's kind of shit. So, there's that. So, but my favorite part and the sad part about that scene was after Bob Lee shot Red, he's getting up, he's packing up. They cut to some scenes of Bob Lee and Julie. Some nice music and, you know, their relationship. That brought me to tears right after I had just stopped crying from when Julie died, which only was a few, like, a 2 minute break, but I was like, I need to stop crying. I can't do this. I can't let myself get like this. And then, bam, started crying again. Did not like it. So yeah, that's the episode. Let's get into some questions. First question, where's Mary? We obviously know that Mary is with Julie's sister, but Julie's dead. Is Mary with Bob Lee, or did Julie's sister have custody of Mary now? Who knows, but I think Mary hopefully has seen Bob Lee sometime, because, she needs her dad, you know, she needs a little love from her daddy. Next question, will Bob Lee help Nadine? Nadine did not tell Isaac about this case, but she might tell Bob Lee, because obviously Bob Lee has to be involved some way because he is the main character. Now, how will he be affected by Julie's death in this whole situation? We don't know yet. But also what goes along with this is, will Isaac find out? Will he find about what Nadine is doing? Or if he'll find out from Bob Lee? Or, like, what's gonna go down between him and Nadine because they're working together? Like, we don't know. So, that's the question. But the real question is, will I be watching season 4 of Shooter? Now, let me give you some background. I started watching this show on Netflix because I heard Chantel, who plays Julie, was in the show. I started watching Chantel on The Flash when she was playing Patty Spivot, an amazing character. But then she left The Flash and then went to Shooter. So I started watching Shooter because she was in it. But will I continue watching it now that she's dead? Answer that question, I don't know. I kind of want to see the rest of what's happening. You know, I need some closure on this season. Not that there wasn't closure, but, like, I need some more info. But, you know, my favorite character is no longer there, so I don't know what's going to happen. But if there isn't a season 4, I don't know. I didn't hear anything about a renewal yet. Or if I did, I just forgot about it. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I'll let you guys know. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed season 3 of Shooter. It was a good season. A lot of stuff went down. You know, Bob Lee got some closure on his dad and everything. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But that's all for now. I'm Bailey. This is Bailey's TV Rants. And